I'm Steve Bijou, and this is Down Home Corner. I grew up on Canada's East Coast amidst a lot of great storytellers and some great stories. And I realized one thing. Everybody has a story, and we are all connected. Remember, you can connect with us at downhomecorner.com. You can listen to our latest podcast and listen again to all your favorite past podcasts. Also, if you need a professional voice for your latest project, whether it's narration for your film or a voice for your next commercial, just drop me a line, steve@downhomecorner.com. And now, on to our show. Follow me if you will. You walk out of the House of Commons on Parliament Hill, down the steps, past the Eternal Flame, cross the street, and continue down Metcalfe, past the Prime Minister's office, till you get to Queen Street and the World Exchange Plaza. Upstairs is the food court, where you'll find a place called Soup Guy Plus. You'll find traditional lunch fare, sandwiches, wraps, paninis, and muffins, all freshly made and with fresh, wholesome ingredients. But what draws so many of us back, time and time again, is their soups. They're fresh, gourmet, out-of-this-world soups. But at Soup Guy Plus, it isn't soup of the day. It's soups of the day. Plural. 6, 8, up to 10 different soups to choose from. Claudio Fragassi is the owner and resident soupologist. He joins us to talk about soup, soup for politicians, and even a down-home soup named after Rick Mercer. Well, soup's on. To Claudio Fragassi, our guest on Down Home Corner, that would be a phrase that would have probably a deeper meaning than to most. They call him the soup guy. His staff call me the soup man because I'm here so often buying soups. Well, welcome to Down Home Corner, Claudio Fragassi.
Thanks, Steve. Great opportunity. I'm really happy to be on your show.
Now, being so close to Parliament Hill, you've served your share of celebrities. I personally met Don Martin and Craig Oliver from CTV News. Evan Solomon from CBC is here all the time. What are some of the celebrities that you've met here?
Oh, my God. Peter Van Dusen, he comes all the time. Jim Munson, the senator, loves our soups. We also have, like, international movie stars, like Young and Restless. What's his name?
Victor Newman,
you know, with one of his friends. And it's unbelievable. The nice thing about Victor Newman, I want to tell you, these guys don't let you take pictures. But when he came here, he was so happy to meet us. And I guess he heard about us through the newspaper in the States, like maybe the Times, when we did the Obama soup. So when I said, well, what brought you to Ottawa? Well, he said, I had a show and I had to come and meet the soup guy. And he was like, people were like, crazy. A quick story, Steve. So my wife watches the show or tapes it. And my mother-in-law, who's 90-some years old, loves him. So I asked him, I said, listen, I know who you are, but like, how old are you? Like, my wife loves you, my mother-in-law loves you, and this girl he was with, she says, and I love him too, and I'm only like 20-something, right? So he just loved it, you know what I mean? And it was a great opportunity with the staff. It is exciting to meet these people. Like, whoever thought I'd meet Peter Newman from Young and Restless. So I asked him as a favor to call my wife. I said, listen, can you do me a favor? He said, yeah, sure. I'm Claudio, she's Claudia. So he calls her. This is crazy. And my wife said, yeah, sure. Some crank, one of Claudio's friends. So she didn't believe him. And he said, Claudio, she doesn't believe me. Honey, this is the real guy. And to make a long story short, she didn't believe me, okay? So when I went home that night and showed him the picture, oh my God, I'm gonna kill you. Why didn't you tell? I said, I told you it was him. But it was so exciting that she didn't believe it. But anyway, so now we're still kind of close with him.
I had a friend, I had John Dunsworth from Trailer Park Boys, Mr. Leahy. I had him call a friend out of the blue, like as a prank call, and they hung up on him.
Well, talking about hanging up, so I got a call from the LCBO a few years back. And of course, I'm a call from the LCBO, we want to do a story on you, blah, 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 blah. So how do you know me? Well, at the time we had like living in Ottawa, but it became all over Canada, living in Toronto, living in Vancouver. So really, I didn't mention when we did the podcast or the show, just don't say Ottawa anymore because it went viral. So anyway, so when the guy called, I didn't believe it. It was like 12 o'clock. I said, listen, I thought it was a friend of mine. Listen, I'm busy. I'll call you back tonight. And I kind of hanged up the phone, you know, not hanging up on someone. Right. All of a sudden, the manager from downstairs, the LCBO, comes up. He says, "Are you kidding me? Here's a number. Call right back." I'm saying, I had jitters, you know. I'm saying, "You got to be kidding." Anyway, I called back, and the person was still laughing. He says, "Now, we like you. You're the real thing." So I apologized. I said, "Really, I didn't need to hang up on you, but it wasn't really hanging up. It was just like, I'll call you back, you know." Anyway, so we made arrangement. We'll fly to Toronto. And the picture you see on the wall there, it took all day to get a picture of this face, you know what I mean? These guys, LCBO, they're professional. They have their own studio. They brought me there. They treated you like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, they published almost 1 million magazines, something like that anyway. Wow. So can you imagine? So, you know, we it's not me, it's the soups. We have a good product, you know what I mean? So that really helped us.
You're good at shifting the attention too. That's good.
Well, no, but it's true. Like I just make the soups, you know. Yeah. They speak for themselves. A lot of people say, "Geez, Claudio, you're a good salesman." No, I'm not. Once I give people a sample, Steve, They love it. I mean, it's good quality. We discussed it. You know what I mean? People still like good food, and people know good food. You know, when you serve quality, you know, less sulfites, less salt, less sugar, people like the real thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when it's something authentic, people are going to always want to come back for that. But I guess like soup is kind of the one meal too that everybody has a shot at. If you have zero cooking skills, you can take some meat or you can take some veggies and you put some spices. So there's so many different variations of it. So soup is if you want to be creative, that's your meal.
Absolutely. You don't have to be a chef or a cook. I learned from my mom, you know what I mean? So what is the number one lesson? Quality product. You know, buy nice air-chilled chicken instead of like seasoned chicken pumped with all these sulfites. A lot of the stuff you buy, it's all like water, salt, and sulfate and sulfite. That throws everything off. The nice thing that you said about soup is we're busy year-round because our soups, as you know, they're a meal, meaning like the lasagna soup, shepherd's pie soup, Tony Soprano pizza soup. They're a meal. Yeah. People in the summer and the winter like hearty comfort food. It's not as if it's hot in the summer, even though we sell a lot of cold soups. People buy soup all year round because it's a meal. So they don't stop eating hot food in the summer. Yes, we sell more salads and so on. And of course, you sell a few more soups in the winter. But normally, we're basically the same. So people come here because of the quality and it fills them. You know, when you're hungry, it doesn't matter if it's warm or cold. So again, quality product, good value. And that's the key. So you're right. You know, a lot of people. The only thing is, be careful with serving a lot of leftovers. Because a lot of leftovers sometimes, especially at Christmas time, you leave your turkey in the fridge too long, and it does create bacteria. So it's normal. You have to be very careful. Make sure you keep it frozen or refrigerated. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with using leftover, 100%. Now, we don't use any because everything we buy, it's to make soups. Yeah. So everything's fresh. But like I say, yes, you have a meal, you have roast beef, leftover chicken, you can make soup. But be careful with the bacteria. Don't keep it too long. Use common sense.
I think the fresh ingredients and the fact that you use so many of them, so many different herbs and things like that, I think that's what's, I want to say, a loyal customer. I'm more of an addict. I make my pilgrimages here once a week, as you know.
You know, one thing, anybody can copy your soups. Recipes are online. Here's what you cannot copy. For example, we have a farm that grows fresh basil just for us. So we make like thousands of pounds of fresh pesto. We use virgin olive oil. We don't use any pine nuts in the pesto because of allergies, but everything else, fresh garlic. So we use that in most of our soups. To give you an example, we will not use any powder products. Most are herbs, like we use fresh oregano. Okay, we bring it in from the States or we grow it. So a lot of our herbs, Steve, that we use, they're fresh. You know, we do shop a lot during the summer in the market as much as I can. Like right now, the fall's coming. We're going to be buying our squash, or broccoli, cauliflower. And I must say, to call a spade, you can't replace it. I mean, during the winter, it comes from away. It's not as good. I mean, it's okay for soup. It's good. But you can't beat that local fresh stuff. Just the aroma in the kitchen when you're cooking it, you know what I mean? It makes a big difference. So shop locally, especially while you can in the summer. It's the best product.
What do you think? I mean, you serve a number of different foods and meals, and it's all fresh. You know, what do you think the percentage of soups would be for your business?
Oh, our soups are maybe 60% of our business.
Wow.
It's hard to tell because a lot of people will take a salad and a panini with a soup. You know, and a lot of people just will take a soup, like a large, extra large. So it's the majority of our sales. And soup is the draw And once people come here and they realize that we have a nice pastry, gourmet muffins made from scratch, we have like real chicken, real beef, we cook our own, and it sells. But soup is the main attraction, and soup leads the people to try other things. So we do sell a lot of salads and paninis, and also we do a lot of catering. Quality, back to quality. That's, you know, if you have quality, anybody could be a good cook.
60% is a big part of your business. Let's talk about famous people soups. And to make sure the down-homers are represented here on Down Home Corner, Rick Mercer, Jig's Dinner Soup. I love that.
Unbelievable. I used to be with a retail company. People probably laugh and tell you my age now. Local Walmart, Baltimore. Anyway, so I travel all over Canada as a manager. And a wealth of information. I live in St. John's, Newfoundland. Actually, I live in Newfoundland almost 20 years. I probably travel Newfoundland more than the local people, okay? I've lived in New Brunswick. I've done all the provinces. I've been out west, you know, Kelowna, Victoria. And I've always wanted to open my own business, and I collected recipes. So with my mom's skill, what she taught me, I was always a foodie, almost unknowingly. So when I was in Newfoundland, people used to invite me on Sundays for Jig's Dinner. So I said, oh, I got to make Rick Mr. Jig's Dinner. So that's a Sunday meal with salt beef, cabbage, turnip, peas, and I made a soup out of it. And then, oh my goodness, like it just went like wildfire. I got calls from CBC in Newfoundland, and we did interviews, and like you wouldn't believe, it's one of our top sellers. So I tend to name soup after anybody. You don't have to be a celebrity or a well-known person. You come here, you tell me a good story, your mom, your grandmother, whatever, and I'll make a soup for you, okay? But I pick your brain a little bit. So Rick Mercer, this was perfect. I mean, Rick Mercer, Jig's Dinner, you know what I mean? And he's aware of the soup, you know? And for example, of course, Obama, President Obama. I was so, well, we'll cover that, but I was so excited that I made an Obama soup. We'll extend that, you know what I mean? So it was so funny. We were watching the election when he got elected, you know? And I just couldn't go to bed, you know? All of a sudden he was elected, I had tears in my eyes. It was so nice to see, you know, the first black president elected. And, you know, so what happened, I went to bed, and all of a sudden I get up. My wife said, honey, what are you doing? I said, I gotta go to work, you know? I said, do me a favor before I go. See on the internet what President Obama likes, and he likes chili. So I'm a soup guy. So anyway, I come to work, I put on fresh beef and so-and-so. By 8 o'clock, I had this Obama chili soup. Now, when things have to happen, it happens. For example, one of our guys from CBC, McCormick, came that morning, and I put a sign at 8 o'clock in the morning. Today, we're featured, the day after the election. We're featuring Obama chili soup. And he's like, what the heck are you doing? So all of a sudden, he calls the station, camera crew comes here, they interview me, and I still was in shock. You know, I was like, I was so happy. And all of a sudden, that day, we were on like, the afternoon show with Adrian Harewood, Rita Chelly, 6 o'clock news, and all of a sudden I got a call. So listen, Claudio, you're gonna be on the national tonight. I'm saying, you gotta be kidding. So that little thing, to put that sign up in the morning, somebody saw it, and it just went wildfire. Newspaper, radio station, TV. I mean, I was very fortunate, thank the good Lord. I mean, how many people like me are on the national news? It doesn't really happen. And you can't plan it. You know, I get all kinds of people call me, how did you do that? I don't. It's not me. It has to happen. But it all comes down to the soups, the quality of the product. No one is afraid to be like partners with me. You know what I mean? Like, and we do a lot of charity work and so on and so on. But again, it comes down to quality soups.
Well, it's like the main ingredient, organic.
Your
process is organic.
Yes, it is, you know. Now, also, we cater to everybody, Steve. You know, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan. And you have to be very careful today because, you know, a lot of people are very sensitive. Like, we have a Lawrence Wall triple mushroom, and he's a real celiac. Like, he touches wheat, and he's sick. So we make sure, like, we... No cross-contamination, you know, you have to really keep an eye on this stuff.
And it
works for him.
Perfect.
He loves it. You know, Lawrence comes all the time. He loves the soup. And like I say, quality. And you have to know what you're doing because, like, you know, with these allergies today, you could get somebody sick. Mm. And you don't want to do that.
No.
Not good for business. But I guess 4 years ago is when I started coming here. And the reason for that was I saw a piece on the news about this guy, the soup guy, and he had created three soups to honor the leaders of the 2015 election. So you had a soup for Trudeau, you had one for Harper, and one for Mulcair. What inspired that?
You know, this is unbelievable. Somebody from Toronto sends me these bobbleheads, doesn't know me, calls me, I'm sending you these political bobbleheads, whether you like it or not. I'm saying, is this guy okay? But anyway, Paul Hollett. I said, okay. And at the same time, I appeared on Evan Solomon, Power of Politics. And the guy sent him bobbleheads, and he even sent one of Evan and myself. So all of a sudden, he said, look, try to sell it for whatever, whatever. And whatever we sold them at, the money went to him. So we didn't make any profit. But that idea that we displayed them and we're carrying them got me on The Citizen. They gave me like a whole page. And the guy from The Citizen, nobody gets a whole page on The Citizen in those days, you know what I mean? Yeah. So again, I got calls from all over the States and here. So then we decided I'll make a soup for Harper, which is a chicken chili, because he likes Mexican food. We made Mulcair a triple mushroom onion. So a bit of English, French, you know what I mean, Mulcair? Yeah. And Trudeau duck à l'orange. And the reason why I did Trudeau duck à l'orange, you know, young guy, nice looking guy, you know, of course, he's got a reputation, and it had to be something flamboyant, you know, because he's flamboyant anyway, right? Okay. It couldn't be like a regular soup, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I decided on duck à l'orange, you know, bit French, bit English, and it's a big hit, you know? And how many places are you gonna go and have all these soups? And you know, a lot of soups, don't get me wrong, Steve, we get a lot of ideas from people, but a lot I make myself. I just come up with it, you know?
Sure.
I look at the person, I look at the background. You know, it's like Ignatia, you know? I made him like, because he worked in the States, as you know, and Canada, I made him like a seafood chowder, and it was Manhattan clam chowder, right?
Okay.
So it has an American
theme,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Jack Layton, great guy, he was a man of the people, meaning he was like backing up the farmers, backing up the fishermen. So I made a seafood surf and turf. So in the seafood, there was beef and fish. So I tried to study the background and try to get their permission, not that they mind, talk to some of their staff, see what they like. So that way, I don't have to remember why I did it. I don't have to write it down. I can just talk about it because it just comes from the heart, you know? And it's a great thing because people love it. People love it.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, now they're asking me, what are you doing for the election? What are you doing like for Singh? What are you doing for, you know? And we also have Elizabeth May, green soup. So we had it at the time. And we also had her bobblehead. Now this time I can't get bobblehead because I don't think the gentleman Paul is doing it anymore. You know what I mean? But that was a great thing. Like I said, I love it because unknowingly to me or unconscious, I'm always in the media and people say, how do you do this? I don't know. So something we do here as a team, you know, I got to thank my staff too and the customers. They give me ideas and I'm the type of guy, watch the idea you give me because I'll take it and use it. So I'm a doer. One thing I can tell you, I'm a doer. You know,
yeah.
I explore it and I take advantage. I listen to the idea. Now, you have to be careful. You know, I try to be politically correct because I think we live in the best country in the world. You know, excellent. You know, so I tried my best to make a good soup for everybody, but it should reflect the person as much as possible.
So now you've done it again for the 2019 election. Well, you got four soups, so because
yes.
So explain, tell us all about this.
So here's where we'll go. So we keep the Trudeau duck à l'orange.
Okay.
We'll keep the Elizabeth May green soup, which is very popular because a lot of...
What's in
That? Like there's rapini, there's a lot of green vegetables, vegetarian, of course, vegetarian, vegan pretty well, even though we put like brown rice. A lot of people don't think it's vegan, so we have to be careful. And spinach. So it's a green soup with a nice vegetarian broth, and people are into vegetarian things. So now, Mr. Singh, of course, you know, I think Indian background, probably make a Mulligatawny, you know, probably name a soup after him or a buttercream chicken, so something like that reflects his background a little bit, right?
Leader of the NDP.
Leader of the NDP, right. And Mr. Scheer, of course, I heard he's from the Ottawa area, but he represents Saskatchewan.
Right.
So I talked to a lot of people from Saskatchewan and so on, and I'm finding out that beef, of course, we all know are west, and then a lot of wheat.
So I was thinking grains. Yeah.
Grains.
Yeah.
So what I did was instead of having like barley and everybody does that, I'm going to have a wheat berry beef vegetable soup. And I tossed it around for a couple of customers and just laughed. Great. So I always try to stretch the envelope, you know? like something that most people would not think of. You know, think out of the box. And that's what attracts people. You get it?
Yeah.
Not that there's nothing wrong with using barley or brown rice, but the wheat berry, you know, it's a nice berry. It's a nice chewy product, you know, and I love it because we make a wheat berry salad. So that way I'm going to cover the 4 liters, and starting next week, as you know, we're going to have the 4 soups pretty well every day. And the funny part about this, Steve, you know, I'm laughing. I'll get people say, you know, soup guy Claudio, I don't like that party. I don't like that guy. But yet they'll take the soup because they want to try it. So, you know what I mean? They'll take the soup even though probably they'll support a certain party they make a comment on, right? Yeah. And I try to stay out of it, you know. I don't do this to have a poll. I just do this to kind of create enthusiasm for the election, and yeah. People love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it brings the whole idea is like through the 6 weeks or so of the campaign, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of fighting, there's a whole bunch of tension and frustration. This brings a bit of fun to the whole deal, and it's just blocks away from Parliament Hill. So you're actually reaching some of the people you're talking about, you know?
But you know, the funny part, I'm not going to say the comments I hear, right? I laugh, you know what I mean? But a lot of comments, you know, they're not bad. They're funny. Oh, how could you make that soup for that person? How could you do that? How could you do that? You know, and I explain to them, you know, this is fun. And they laugh about it, you know, because everybody has an opinion, okay? But deep inside, you know, everybody's happy, I think, with the system, you know? Yeah, you can tweak it, you can do better, you can do worse. But like I say, I'm repeating myself, you know, what country would you rather live in Canada? Come on now, look at our healthcare. You know what I mean? Like, it's a free country. Whatever religion and whatever opinion you have, it doesn't matter what background. Like, I'm Italian, you know what I mean? You know, we all come from a different country. What country accepts, you know, people from away like Canada? Nobody. You know, we're a very good country.
Well, you know, Claudio, I think Anthony Bourdain got it. I think my grandmother Rose Parra got it. And I think Claudio Fregasi gets it. World unity is at the table. And it's not the negotiating table. It's the dinner table.
Absolutely. And I fully support these young kids now, you know, with the environment. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll wake us up a little bit. You know, we want to leave, you know, good atmosphere. Want to leave a good earth. You know, let's not ruin it. And I'm shocked how this little girl, you know, she succeeded and become so popular.
Greta Thunberg. You're talking.
Yes, that should be the issue. I'm all for, you know, recycling as soon as possible. I think government should mandate that we should use recyclable. And so, you know, like, you know, let's get rid of the foam and the plastic. Come on, we're killing the seas and all that. I mean, even though I'm in the food business, but we do care. I mean, come on. We used to use like paper plates and real concrete plates or paper bags. You know, come on, guys. Let's get on it and, you know, do what we can to help.
And there may be a soup in it for you down the road too. You know.
Sure. Listen, I'll come up with a green soup and like, you know, no plastic and so on.
Save
the environment soup, you know. You know, don't give me an idea because I like that. That'll be a good seller. Don't get me going. I'll have to come up with something. Save the environment soup, you know. But we're all for that, really. You know, let's get on it. And but, you know, they're all for it. You know, the 4 leaders, let's face it. You know, in their own way, they all have an opinion how we can better things. I mean, we know we can't do it overnight. You know what I mean? It's a long haul. And we have to get the big countries on board with us.
Well, I think we get them all here for a meal, a bowl of soup, and I think it's a good start, Claudio.
Absolutely. Once they meet Claudio, I'm telling you, they'll love the soup, and I'm telling you, it's good for everything.
Well, the soup guy, Claudio Fregasi, thanks so much for joining us on Down Home Corner. And we wish you luck, and we're going to be looking forward to the next new soups coming out. And we're definitely going to try all 4 of the leader soups you got.
Absolutely. First of all, Steve, I want to thank you. And let's keep in touch. It's going to be a lot of enthusiasm the next couple of weeks. And good luck to all the guys, everybody that's running for trying to be the Prime Minister.
And that's our show. Down Home Corner is produced by Mike Cicada and me, Steve Bijou. Our thanks to Claudio Fregasi, the Soup Guy from Soup Guy Plus in the World Exchange Plaza, Ottawa. Visit their website at soupguyplus.com. Listen to all our shows on downhomecorner.com, our latest and past podcasts as well. Visit us on Facebook. And remember, if you need a professional voice for your next project, you can listen to my audio demos. Drop me a line anytime, steve@downhomecorner.com. That's steve@downhomecorner.com. I'm Steve Bijou, reminding you, everybody has a story, and we are all connected.